Thank you, Sia. It sounds fortunate that this house no longer exists, but Tim has some more housing stories for us in the next selection of stories from the evening news.
We have a varied set of stories to finish with. A wide range of homes is planned for the site of the former Coldman's factory in Norwich. However, there are fears that new pollution rules could hamper many housing developments, although housing experts say it is still full steam ahead. The attempt by Norwich School to get planning permission for new buildings has been lost at appeal. There is now a dire shortage of dentists in our region, and it's getting increasingly difficult to book NHS appointments. However, if you want something totally different, you'll be delighted to know that Dwile Flonking is back. We'll tell you more about Dwile Flonking in the last story this week. But first, here's Jane with news from the old Coleman's Mustard factory site.
Developers behind plans for thousands of homes at Norwich's former Coleman's and Brick factories say they hope to build a wide range of housing at the site. Developer Fuel Properties is hoping to lodge plans for the Carrow Works site with Norwich City Council this summer. Ahead of that, the London-based developer, which bought the 31-acre site in 2020, has, as reported, submitted documents as part of the process of identifying the environmental impacts of development. They state the plans would be residential-led, but would also include commercial and office space. Some buildings would be demolished, but the developers say those nationally and locally listed would be retained, converted and adapted, including the Grade 1 listed Carrow Abbey building. The precise number of homes that Fuel Properties will be seeking to build has yet to be confirmed.
Housing experts are insisting it's full steam ahead to regenerate the city, despite fears of long delays following a new planning ruling. The government's environment watchdog, Natural England, has told Norfolk councils they must not grant permission for any projects until developers can prove the plans would not lead to more nutrients flowing into waterways of the Broads and River Wensum. The announcement was described as dire by a senior figure in local government, who added it could take up to 2 years to work around the ban. A city council spokeswoman said, "We're working at pace with other Norfolk authorities to implement short-term solutions to enable the granting of some permissions and hope to achieve this by this autumn. The longer-term mitigation is likely to be a Norfolk-wide solution and will take time to implement."
An independent planning inspector has quashed a city centre school's hopes to build a plush new dining hall and classroom in its historic grounds. Norwich School at the Cathedral has been attempting to address urgent needs for new dining and teaching spaces since 2018, but those plans have been formally ended after a planning inspector agreed with the City Council's decision to reject the proposals, known as the Bishop's Palace Lawn Development. The council first refused the transformation at the school located in the cathedral's upper close in July 2019, before a further refusal in November 2020. But now the school will have to consider alternative options in a bid to modernise its facilities after the appeal process has also failed to deliver the desired outcome. Head of Norwich School, Stephen Griffiths, said, "We are obviously disappointed by the decision not to approve our major site development, which had been the culmination of many years of meticulous work and community consultation."
Stark new figures have revealed Norfolk and Waveney to be among the worst-hit areas in the country for dental shortages. Figures published by the Association of Dental Groups, ADG, show that across the region there are just 38 dentists per 100,000 people. This equates to just one dentist for every 2,600 people living in Norfolk and Waveney, as NHS dental appointments continue to be hard to come by. Neil Carmichael, chairman of the ADG, said, "Our fears of an exodus from NHS dentistry are proving to be founded, and the number of NHS dentists working in England is now at the lowest level in a decade." The ADG is calling for urgent action to be taken to improve patient access in Norfolk and Waveney, warning that without this, dental deserts will continue to grow.
Dwile flonking. It is a sporting event steeped in tradition, like the beer-soaked dwile flung at the dancing competitors. And this weekend, for the first time since 2019, dwile flonking will make its long-awaited return to the Waveney Valley. The unique sport didn't mix well with the pandemic and was cancelled in 2020. Organisers had more hope last year, but were forced to postpone a much-reduced version indefinitely, just days before the dwile was thrown after a rise in COVID cases. At midday on Saturday, teams from Norfolk and Suffolk will face off at the Locks Inn in Geldiston, with organisers promising great food and wasted ale. The game is played with one team joining hands to form a ring, with a member of the other side in the middle of the circle, holding a beer-soaked dwile on the end of a stick. They must then attempt to hit an opponent with the dwile, with the points scored based on which part of the body is hit. The event has been held in the vast garden at the Geldiston pub on the Norfolk-Suffolk border for a number of years.